up, world? It's the live one, Sleazy Cheesy, and we back for another episode of the Sleazy Report. You need something to do? Sleazy got a few top five recommendations if you need something to watch over the weekend. First, Who Killed Sarah is back. For all my Who Killed Sarah fans, yes, we still trying to find out who killed Sarah crazy ass, and it's back. So, Who Killed Sarah is back streaming on Netflix. Make sure y'all go check that out. And if you haven't seen it, it's a good one, a must watch. I get at 4 cheesy so far. It's going to get 5 if the ending is right. Number 2 is Our Father. Our Father is a sick-ass documentary about a sick-ass doctor that did some sick-ass things, man. So it was a fertility doctor that used his own sperm to impregnate so many women. I don't want to do no spoilers. If I talk too much, I'll spoil some of the parts. But listen, man, it's one of them. You got to watch it, man. It's people with power and the things they do in these sick. Oh, my goodness. But that's a must watch. Our Father, also on Netflix. And number three is something for the kids and the adults and teenagers and all. It's Samurai Rabbit. Now, Samurai Rabbit is about it. Teenage rabbit samurai. Come on. Samurai rabbit, of course. So it's about a teenage rabbit samurai, Usagi, a descendant of the great warrior, Mayaga Usagi, and he is on his own quest to become a great samurai. But of course, he's a teenager with no discipline, and all he really want to do is kick ass and fight. He enjoy fighting. Like, he laugh when he fight. He remind me of somebody I know. Hollywood Yeller. He remind me of Hollywood Yeller. Shout out to the creator, Hollywood Yeller. That's who he remind me of. But it's dope. It's based off the book by Stan Kazaki. And it's not the same as the book, you know. But this is great. It's great. It's great for the kids and, you know, adults, teenagers. Everybody can watch Samurai Rabbit. So Samurai Rabbit is a must watch. And I give that 5 cheesies, and they need to hurry up and drop season 2 already, because I don't feel like waiting. On to the next. Now, the next one, Love and Basketball. Now, listen, I know what y'all thinking. Nah, not that Love and Basketball. This is Love and Basketball, the book by J.L. Rose. Now, the book is about a young baller named Tayshaun from Brooklyn. And he link up with his cousin, and they slide down to Miami for a basketball tournament to win some Gouda. And you know who Gouda is, Chalupa, you know, Fatty, you know, geez, money. So they go down to Miami to win this tournament to get this Gouda. And while they down there, Tayshaun end up, I really can't say too much because I don't want to really ruin the book. But it ain't nothing like the movie. But he end up linking up with this chick and really another chick too. And, you know, some things happening. I ain't gonna spoil it, but it's a must-read book. I was mad at the ending, but that's just me. But it's a dope book. The only reason I was mad at the ending because, you know, I wanted it all. But I already know there's a part 2 coming soon. So I understand why the author and the writer did what they did. I understand, you know. That's why I'm gonna give it 5 cheesies, because I know they coming with it. So I understand why the ending ended like it did. But I'm giving it 5 cheesies. Love and Basketball by J.L. Rose is a must read. And it's dope. You gonna love it. Trust me. You gonna love it. And last but not least, we got Action Boss. We got Action Boss! Tank versus Rolly. May 28th. Showtime pay-per-view is going down. Somebody getting knocked the fuck out. Who's gonna be? Will Rolly get the upset? Will Rolly get the upset, mate? I don't know. I'll bet $5 on it. I'ma see if I can flip the $5. I'm betting $5 on Rolly on my bookie, and I'm about to see can I flip it. Who y'all rocking with? Tank or Rolly? This said Tank. Until next time, it's the live one. Sleazy Cheesy. Checking out from the Sleazy Report.